like a fragile line. I have known it all this time, but I never thought I'd live to see it break. It's getting dark and it's all too quiet, and I can't trust anything now. And it's coming over you like it's all a big mistake. Oh, holding my breath. Whoa, lose you again. Something made your eyes go cold. Come on, don't leave me like this. I thought I had you figured out. Something's gone terribly wrong. You're all I wanted. Come on, don't leave me like this. I thought I had you figured out. Can't breathe whenever you're gone. Can't turn back. Now I'm haunted. Stood there, watched you walk away from everything we had, but I still mean every word I said to you. We will try to take away my pain, and he just might make me smile, but the whole time I'm wishing he was here instead. Oh, holding my breath. Whoa, see you again. Something keeps me holding on to nothing. Come on, don't leave me like this. I thought I had you figured out. Something's gone terribly wrong. You're all I wanted. Come on, don't leave me like this. I thought I had you figured out. Can't breathe whenever you're gone. Can't turn back. Now I'm haunted. I know, I know, I just know you're not gone. You can't be gone. No, come on, don't leave me like this. I thought I had you. Something's gone terribly wrong. Won't finish what you started. Come on, don't leave me like this. I thought I had you figured out. Can't breathe whenever you're gone. Can't go back. Now I'm haunted.
All right, that was Seeing Glass. I think it's my turn to go first. I kind of liked this, but then kind of didn't like some parts also. I thought your runs were kind of shaky, and just a lot of your notes in general were shaky. I don't think you were quite sure of the pitch sometimes. Was she doing the harmonies, or was that background?
I think she was. I think that was her.
Yeah.
Okay. I really appreciate that you tried to do that, because harmonies can be very difficult. But I don't think it always worked out. I think my favorite parts were when you sang Now I'm Haunted, except for one of them sounded kind of funny. Mm. But in general, I thought that one line sounded really good. But then most of the rest of the time, they didn't blend very well, and they also weren't synced. Like, you weren't singing at the same time as harmony was. So that was kind of distracting. I don't even think I'm going to write down mic peaking anymore, because, like, everyone's peaking, right? in addition to the shaky notes, I think some of it was because you were overshooting them, because this is a high energy song and also a high song. So be careful of that. I really like your vibrato, though. And those are my notes. So what did you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, I had, like, pretty much all the same notes as you. I thought some of your runs were kind of wonky.
I love that word.
And my main note was, yeah, the harmony is, like, not syncing them. That was, like, really distracting. I don't know if that was, like, you supposed to be doing that. I don't know. I liked your energy, though. I thought you had a good deal of energy. And I didn't dislike your vocals at some parts. It was just, like, some parts they sounded really off. So, yeah, I think there's, like, things that I really liked about it, but then things that I didn't like. The timing and the syncing was really what, like, bugged me the most. I think because it was just, like, I don't know, that, like, especially the syncing thing was, like, really off. So, I don't know.
What did you think, Faded?
Okay, first of all, I have to say that this is some of the best emotion I've heard from you, personally. So I appreciate that. So, yay.
Yeah, I didn't comment on that, but yes, I like that too.
Yeah. So that was good. Good job with that. I think you need to watch your diction a little.
There was
one example in the first line that I wrote down where you said this, but it sounded like lis or something. So just, like, watch that. Be careful of that. I thought your music was a little too quiet, actually, which is different from my previous notes for people. And I agree with the timing thing. That was really bothering me a lot the whole time. I felt like when your backup vocals first came in, too, they sounded a little off, like, off pitch or something, too. I don't know. They were off timing, so it was hard for me to tell. But, yeah. Don't leave me like this, I thought I. Those words, when you went up, it seemed to, like, be a little bit of a strain for you. But I liked when you went, that part when you, like, went soft. But then you came in and your backup vocals, that was when they really were crazy off. So it took away from that. Because I liked that moment that you had, but then I was distracted by the crazy mixing. I think you shouted a little too much in this. But I really, really, really appreciate your adding emotion to this song. So yay for that. I think that's all. Yeah, that's all I wrote down.
Okay. Rochelle?
I think she went already.
Wait, didn't I go?
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
You can go again. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know what I'm doing, guys. I do. Yeah, we're going to listen to Autumn now.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Whee!
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you loved me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Thank you. crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Autumn, I love you in a non-creepy way.
So much.
Yeah. Okay, Faded, you go first.
Oh, I was unprepared to go first. I have, like, hardly any notes. Okay. I thought you sounded good. You sounded, like, really laid back and mellow, which was really good for this song. I really liked the emotion you had. Sometimes I felt like your vibrato was maybe a tiny bit too much, but it didn't really bother me that much. I liked this. I don't know. I didn't really write much down because I was just like laying back and being like, la da da. So nice. So yeah, those are my notes.
Yeah, I liked this a lot too. I had, you know how big a fan I am of your vibrato. But I also had the same note that sometimes it was a bit much. I think it was just because sometimes on the longer notes, you held your vibrato the whole time instead of holding it steady and then using your vibrato at the very end. I think that would have made it a bit better. I really enjoy your lower register. It sounded really nice. I thought a couple of your higher notes sounded a tiny bit strained. But it also kind of worked because it sounded like you were on the brink of tears.
Yeah.
So I kind of liked that. And then a couple notes here and there were just a little bit off. Not like really off key or anything. Just a tiny, tiny bit off. But I really liked this overall. I thought this was a good song choice for you.
I didn't notice the offness.
It was so minimal. Like really... really tiny. Yeah. What do you think, Rochelle?
I loved this, Autumn. This was like high on my list. I just think you have such a great voice, and like your emotion on this was so good, and like I loved your tone. Like you sounded really like mature and beautiful, and I loved that.
She has amazing control.
Yeah, you do. Like you're just like really talented, and you can tell that like you're trained and like you know what you're doing, and I love that. Not saying that if you're not trained you sound bad, like I'm not that. I mean, like I haven't taken, I don't know, or like I no, I'm not. Okay, thoughts form, please. I thought this was a perfect song pick for you because it was like jazzy country, and I think you excel at that jazz sort of style. So good job, Autumn. This was like high up there on my list for people tonight. So
very good job. Next we have Sikono. So
let's listen. Sikono.
Step off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. And I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. Be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the hate comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town.
your dues and you play for free and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You cut your teeth in the smoky bars and you live off the tips from a pickle jar till you find a cool new sound. And you smile when the record man shoots you down. It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of Dwayne could be a star. You gotta bang, 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 bend those strings till the hate comes out. Make all the drunk groups scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town. One year they repossess your truck, and the next you make a couple million bucks. Crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. Be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the hate comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it in this crazy town.
Okay, that was Sikono, who is immune.
Sikono!
Oh, yeah, he's immune. Sikono!
Yep. Me and Dylan are both immune.
That's right.
So, since you're fangirling over there, how about you go first, Michelle?
I love Sikono. I like that he kind of went back to that low thing. Like, he did that low voice thing.
Yeah.
That he kind of did.
Kinda.
It was not as good as his immunity, to be honest. I liked his immunity song more. I don't know, like, this was a good pick for his voice, I think. Like, it was in his range, and I thought he had a lot of energy, which is something that he always has, his energy. But, I don't know, his vocals were kind of iffy for me. Like, they weren't, like, flat or anything. Or maybe, like, maybe they were off a little bit, but it was more that, like...
They were really shaky.
His tone just sounded, like, shaky, yeah.
Really,
and, like, not... Like, he just didn't sound, like, confident on the... Like, his tone didn't sound confident. And that was my major problem. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I love Sikono.
Yeah, in a very creepy sounding way.
No.
I'm just messing with you. I won't pick on you because you're sick. And we love you.
Oh.
Yes. Faded, why don't you go next?
Okay. Okay. Your low voice for your immunity was different than this one, I think. This sounded like you were putting on a voice. Whereas the other one just sounded like your lower register to me. This, you sounded like a little like nasal or something, but that's not right. It's I can't describe it. It's like, it was weird. I don't know. It was
weird. Know what you mean.
Yeah. It was like a weird sound coming out. Like something was blocked off somewhere. Maybe not the nose. I don't know. I really liked, okay, my favorite part of this was your bang, 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 and it was because you went out of that weird voice you had and went into, like, a normal, like, voice that didn't have that weird sound I can't describe.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah.
I forgot about the bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, and that had, like, great, great energy. Bang, bang, bang. It was really good.
I know, you punched it.
Yeah. I thought your energy was good, but because you were doing, like, that weird voice, I felt like it was really, like... hindering your performance a lot, in my opinion, because I felt like you were focusing more on the voice than, like, having emotion, as much emotion or, like, energy as you could have, if that makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. This was okay for me. I definitely liked your immunity more. But the bang, bang, bang part was good.
Yay. Yeah. Again, I have a lot of the same notes. I am glad that you did submit an immunity because I didn't dislike this, but it definitely wasn't one of my favorites, so I'm not sure that you would be completely safe. So
yeah.
It was good to do the immunity. And I really liked your immunity. I think, I actually think the song was kind of high in a guy's range. Not like extremely, but higher than, you know, normal.
Yeah, maybe that was why he sounded like weird.
Yeah. Cause your notes were definitely wavery, shaky.
Mm-hmm.
But not the pitch, just your voice, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The only really specific note I had was when you sang a couple million bucks, it sounded off rhythmically to me. And some of your moving notes, the notes where you held them out, but there were moving notes in the one.
Uh-oh. I can't hear you. No. Beloved, come back. Hello? Oh, there you are.
Okay.
Is it still recording?
Yeah, it, like, paused when the call dropped. Which is cool, and now it's going again.
Oh, neat.
It's smart.
I have no idea where I stopped off at.
You stopped off at saying, what part were you at? your one big note that you were giving.
Oh, did I say it?
I think you were about to say it.
Okay. Well, if I'm repeating myself, excuse me. But my it's actually two notes. Where you said a couple million bucks, it sounded a little bit off rhythmically, and the long notes that you held out that had moving notes within the one note, some of those notes were off a little bit, so it made it sound really messy. And it sounded like you said hunky tonk at one part, and I thought that was funny. And that's it. Yeah. Did we all go? I can't remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good job, Sukono. You are immune, so you have nothing to worry about tonight.
Snaps for Sukono.
Woo!